Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Welcome to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Connie Whitman. As always, thanks for joining us this week. So let's get this party started, right? The word change. I can feel you all taking a deep sigh when we mention the word change, right? Sometimes change is chosen, right? We choose it. Sometimes it's thrust upon us. Most often we feel kind of uncomfortable in that uncomfortable part of our comfort zone. So to help you on your journey of change, please accept my free gift, my free communication style assessment. Really gives you some insight as to your natural superpowers, how you show up, how people perceive you as you have conversations with clients, family members, friends, whatever, right? Your business colleagues. Flip side, you will also get a report with your lowest communication style, which is typically a blind spot. Also very important information to have. So go to whitmanassos.com/CSA, and that is my free gift to you. Now, my motivational quote to get us in the zone of our conversation today is by Mastin Kipp. And Mastin says, discovering your purpose is the most significant thing you will do in your life, and you, your loved ones, and the world will be better off because you went on this journey. Now, I remember when I started my business, my why was simple: to have more control, typical entrepreneur, right? To have more control over my time and income. But for me, it was even more specific than that. It was to be able to be active in my kids' lives, at school, et cetera. And here's the thing. For me, making that choice to start my business was actually an easy decision, yet the entrepreneurial journey has a lot of ups and downs. And I'm often asked, you know, so Con, was it worth it? And for me, the answer is, yeah, I have no regrets over the past 21 years. Now, I've been able to build a life and a business filled with purpose, personal and professional growth, and the freedom to serve over probably about 25,000 people that I've taught sales expertise over, you know, over that 21 years. So today my guest is Lori Seymour. Now, Lori is an innovation alchemist, is a 2-time number one international best-selling author, host of Wisdom Talk Radio, international speaker, trainer, and founder and CEO of the Baca Institute. Now, Lori works with entrepreneurs, innovators, thought leaders, and company founders, accelerates the time from ideation to implementation and revenue, opening them to new levels of confidence, peace, and satisfaction. Amen, right? So Lori, thank you so much for coming on and just sharing your zone of genius. This is important stuff.
It is important stuff, Connie. And thank you so much for having me on today. I appreciate it.
A pleasure. I love meeting new people and having these deep conversations, because I think that we live in chaos and we live in stress mode, and it's really hard, right, to find balance and the things that we're going to talk about today. Mm-hmm. So my first question, and this is actually someone shared this with me during COVID, and I love the concept, but your question is, how can slowing down be a direct way to rev up your engines of creation? And this is true, but I'm really curious to hear your take on this.
Yeah. I totally and completely agree. And it's actually something that I teach in a few different ways. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's about how can you go inside to the place where you get your inspiration, where you connect with your inner guidance, your inner wisdom, if you don't slow down, if you are always on, you know, and those of us who are entrepreneurs, you know, we feel like we have to be on.
Absolutely.
Yet when we go inside, when we slow down, I teach meditation. I teach a particular form of meditation called Theraya meditation. And it's all about connecting with our own creative intelligence. You don't get to do that being in external mode. So slowing down isn't just like, oh, I'm going to go veg out in front of the TV. It's doing it deliberately. It's taking that time out of your day. And it doesn't have to be, oh, I'm going to go meditate for an hour. That's not needed. But to have a regular time where you connect in with yourself and get curious and say, what's today about? Who am I about today? And who am I today? allows you to actually become so much more effective with your own project creation, your own knowing how to work through your to-do lists, all of that.
It's interesting. Two things. So the slowing down to speed up and the meditation, I've been meditating for a number of years and I'm still not good at it. So, you know,
whatever that means.
What does that mean, Connie? Yeah. My mind is definitely a monkey mind, right? It goes and it goes and it goes, mm-hmm. and it goes. So recently someone, for Christmas, my husband bought me a coloring book. And they, because again, I just have a lot of energy. So for me to sit and meditate, say that again.
We can tell.
Really? Can you tell? So, thank you for that. Yeah. You could feel my energy most times, but I'll tell you. So I had read an article, coloring is a form of meditation because you're focusing on staying in the lines, what colors mm-hmm. to choose and pay attention to the thoughts that come in. Yeah. Say, oh yeah, I see you, you know, it doesn't serve me anymore, whatever. So address those thoughts. Don't mm-hmm. just keep pushing them down. And what happens is things will surface that I do need to address, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm freeing my mind of thinking because it's a mindless act to color. And I love to color. I love that creativity. Oh. I drew as a kid. Yeah. So the coloring book is real quick. I could pull it out. Mm-hmm. Even if I do it for 15 or 20 minutes, I try to do it every day. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, it really helps me personally calm my mind. So mm-hmm. that's my form of meditation, if you will. And you do get some good, I want to say divine downloads, but you know what I mean? Where I get a little bit of clarity mm-hmm. or I see something that like, oh, that's why I was feeling off today. Okay. That's not real or that's not the truth anymore. You know what I mean? So navigating through that though is, it's not easy for most people, Laura.
It isn't easy for most people. And yet we all have an inner guidance system. We all have an inner compass. You can call it what you will. But most people, you want to say, oh, well, no, what's important is out here in the world. And, you know, and when you start recognizing, wait a minute, there's more to life. It's what quantum physics has shown us is that we live in an energetic field and we can affect things on the other side of the world. We can communicate with people and with events on the other side of the world. And that's been demonstrated. So if that is true, wouldn't we want to tap into that field? Wouldn't we want to learn how to tap into that field? And what you just spoke about coloring, in that way, you're doing a deliberate act and you're allowing yourself to be in the moment. I just recently, I'm going to be part of this mountaineering book. And so I was interviewed for that. I don't mountaineer, but the idea being when you do something highly physical like that, especially something that's, has a big fear factor to it.
Yeah.
You've got to be in the moment. You've got to know where to place your foot so that you don't fall into the crevasse that's 2 inches further.
Yeah.
And our inner guidance system can work like that.
It's funny. My one son, he's a little bit of a fidget too, my older son. And so, one of my friends said, hey, I'm going up. We have a beautiful park here in, like all throughout all of New Jersey, even our local states around us, they come here for cross country meets. It's got steep hills. It's a great place to hike. Mm-hmm. She says, I'm going up and hiking, do you want to come with me? And he was like, yeah, okay. He likes her, a friend of mine, but they could talk. And he came home and he said, oh my God, that was amazing, Mom. He said, it was a great workout. When we mm-hmm. went at a pretty good clip, and he said, cause you're deep in the woods, walking.
Yeah.
Do you know he does that? And then someone later on told me it was called a spiritual shower. I want to say where you literally go into the woods like that and you hike, but it's a form of meditation, even though you're moving your body.
Shower. I think it's called a forest shower or something.
Forest
like that.
Shower. Oh mm-hmm. my God. When I read that, I'm like, do you know you're doing this? So, but I'll tell you, it's his favorite thing to do for him to, get a little cardio in, but also for that mm-hmm. meditation to help quiet his mind. And when mm-hmm. he comes back, he's a different kid. It's amazing.
Wow. Does he know it? Does he notice it that he's different?
Oh, He like he'll say to me, if it's raining, I wish it wasn't raining. I really wanted to go for a hike today. So I'm like, oh, go lift your weight, you know, do something. He'll do something physical. But yes, he knows, and he knows he feels better. And another question, what do you do, like people listening, right? What do you do if you're sensing, like, as we're saying this and you think, God, yeah, I really do know there's more to my life, right? But I know I'm not finished. I know I have more to do, especially people who are in their, you know, late 40s, 50s, 60s, like you and I, right? We're a little bit in the senior population. what if they feel like, I know I have more, I don't even know what that looks like. Well, how do you help people kind of navigate that?
Those are the people that come to me. So it's a great question. Those are the people I love to work with because, well, first of all, because I always... It wasn't, you know, to at this age where I started feeling like there was more. I have always felt like there was more. And in my earlier life, it made me feel uncomfortable because I didn't have that reflected in my immediate family. I didn't have people to say, yeah, there is more. And here's how you can tap into it. So I just felt this dissonance of that inner feeling of, oh, there's more. And no one else seems to think of it, or maybe everybody else already knows it. I just don't know how to do it. And so that feeling of wanting more, of knowing there's more, that the feeling that there is moreness, it's a simple word, simple way to think of it, is a lovely way to start to sit, to explore, to get curious. So what's possible? Because this is the place where you start tapping into your own potential. And I think one of the great gifts in that is to be curious, to start to get curious about what am I drawn to? When I do get quiet, what are the thoughts that surface? And I don't mean the busy thoughts, but sometimes there'll be a thought that's like, that seems so far out of your normal range. And it might be an idea about doing something. I had an idea, for example, about I wanted to live somewhere in France for a period of time.
Oh, that's heaven.
And I wanted to do it for a long time, but suddenly one day it was like, really, this could be real. And I started putting that out. And do you want to know, this is in the end of 2018. I went to Bordeaux. I got offered a free house to live in for 3 months.
Whoa.
This beautiful home in a beautiful part of Bordeaux, 5 minutes from the river, 7 minutes from their Sunday, you know, farmer's market. And I got to live there. My husband and I got to live there for free for 3 months. And I got to work there. I mean, so many things opened up from that. It was incredible. But it was that little, you know, tapping into that idea.
But I was going to say, but you're honed, you've listened. And you thought, all right, it's knocking louder. I really do need to do this.
Exactly.
It's funny. I remember when I started my show, it's almost 11 years ago. And I received an email from the owner of, in this case, webtalkradio, .net. And, you know, what's our immediate instinct? And this is going to be my next question to the self-doubt. So I'm kind of bridging it here for you, Lori. Okay. But so I remember getting the email. I called my husband at work and I think I'm getting punked. Like, this guy's telling me he wants to host a show, a podcast. What's a podcast? And he likes my digital presence. What digital presence do I have? Right. So this self-doubt creeps in. My husband says, well, did you respond to the email? I'm like, no. He goes, respond to the email. See what it's about. What have you got to lose? Net, follow through. And I remember I was walking with a friend up at the park, the one I was talking about before. And I was in this dilemma because it costs money to set up the show and do the intro, the outro, right? There's a cost. And, you know, my kids were little. And so all of the doubt was, I could make every excuse why not to do it. And my friend said to me, which is funny, because this is how I usually live my life, Lori, but she said to me, what's the worst thing that happens? I said, well, I lose the money and no one listens and it's an epic fail. And it was a 1 year contract I had to commit. And I go, it's a year of my time, right? What's the worst thing that happens? She goes, if you lose the money, the investment in what you're spending to set up the show, will you go destitute? Like, will you still be able to put food on the table? I'm like, yeah, of course. She goes, okay, what's the best case scenario? I go, well, I become international and I'm famous, baby, you know, joking around. Mm-hmm. And she said, so it's a no-brainer, isn't it? And she's because reality is it'll happen somewhere in the middle. I said, you know, you're right. I'm doing it. Like, what am I questioning myself? but right. It's easy when someone shines the light on the true reality, right? Mm-hmm. Fast forward, it's 11 years. I have two podcasts now. I'm in, I don't know, 40 countries. You know, people are like, oh, like I'll go to a network and they go, oh, I listen to your show. I go, you do? It's this big surprise, Laura, right?
Yeah.
What was the worst thing that could have happened 11 years later? Look at the success of the show and everything. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. But you see how that self-doubt, it creeps in every time there is a change or an opportunity, or it doesn't have to be a bad thing, right? That was a good opportunity. Mm-hmm. How do you help people deal with that self-doubt?
I know a lot about self-doubt because I lived with it.
We're pros, really, right, Laura?
Yeah. I mean, I really lived with it, Connie. Even though I was quite successful, in my earlier days, I was a psychotherapist. I was very successful. And yet none of what I did seemed to address that self-doubt. And that self-doubt really goes back to what I was talking about of, I knew there was more, but how come I wasn't, you know, it wasn't being reflected in my world.
Yes.
And it was after I actually started doing some energy work with a particular teacher after I met this person and had some experiences of my own of that really where I felt filled, where I felt that sense of, I'll call it self-love, because that's what it was.
Yeah.
And so the more I got in, I had the feeling in my own physical body of what it meant to be connected, this might sound a little funny, but what truth felt like in my own body, the truth about myself, then the self-doubt as it would come in, it would be like, who are you? You know, you're not true. You're my old pattern. You're what my linear brain, because I'm changing, wants to bring into play. There's that part of the brain that wants to control us, wants us to stay safe. I'll say it that way. That's an easier way to understand. Wants us to stay safe, but it's afraid of the mastodon that's going to, you know, knock us down and trample over us when they don't exist anymore.
So. And it's a journey, right? Like that, I'm sure that did not happen overnight.
Actually, do you want to know? It happened pretty darn quickly. It's Seriously. All of the work perhaps I had done up to that, but that feeling in my body, once I had that, actually it felt quite, oh, wait, that's not around anymore. Because I learned how to tap into my own feeling body, and it happened pretty darn quickly.
See, that's the thing. And here's the other thing. You know, you said you met someone, they did energy work. Clearly it was the right person.
Right.
To guide you. And that's an important thing. And that's why I enjoy this show, is because I get to meet people like you and share that with the people that listen to the show, because I don't think that everybody is right for everybody. I know for myself that I meet a client and I think, oh no, I can't work with them, right. and not anything bad, just you know, resonate, or values aren't the same. They're not going to listen. They want to complain, but not act, right? I'm all about action. Mm-hmm. So there's certain, again, it's never a put down or a negative. I mean, I'm sure the same way, but we choose who to work with. And I'm sure I'm not everybody's cup of tea. And I honor that, right? You shouldn't hire me if I'm not going to help you move your needle and help you make more money and grow your business. So it's interesting that it happened quickly, because I believe you met the right person.
Absolutely.
To move that needle, right?
It did. And it's interesting that you should describe it all that way too, to me, because I'm in the midst of a new program that's called Inner Guidance Mastery Blueprint. And there's something I put into this about who this is not for. And it's not for you if you think you have to keep buying programs to have someone else give you the answer.
Yes.
That as you can learn how to tap into your own inner compass, you start finding that the answers are there. It doesn't mean we don't need some training or some guidance or some coaching.
Of course.
But it's that the bottom line, the foundation of that is, boy, you can be your own best guide.
what, right, the universe, we have all the answers inside of us. We just have to slow down to be able to hear the darn things that's coming through, right? All the information is there. We have to just learn how to tap it. And that's why folks like you are helpful, because I, like me, I didn't know what to do. I knew what I needed to do, but I had no idea how to do it and to get the results that I was seeking, right? So like the coloring book was another example of, oh, that'll work for me. I love to color. Wait a minute. And bam, it's working for me. So, you know, I'll just share a really quick story. I had surgery many years ago, and nothing serious. And so after the surgery on Groupon, there was an acupuncture, a new acupuncture place not far from here. And I thought, oh, acupuncture is supposed to be very good for the body healing and all of that. I just had the surgery. I'm going to go and I'm going to buy the 3 sessions, right? The first one, Laura, I laid down, she puts the pins in me, the needles, whatever they call it. And then this is all she said to me is, okay, she said, so the music was lovely, right? It was very quiet. And she's, okay, I'm going to leave you now for about a half hour and then I'll be back. Well, I had a panic attack. I said, you're going to leave me for a half hour. She said, yeah. And I go, why? And she goes, well, I just want you to relax. And she says, and let the acupuncture, the pressure points. And I said, oh, no. What if, because you couldn't move, right? And I go, what if I have an itchy nose? She goes, do you have an itchy nose? I go, I do. I had a panic attack because she told me I couldn't move for 30 minutes. She said, she scratched my nose. Like, okay, I'm good. I'm good. Like, this is how I'm talking. Okay, I'm good. And she says, I said, come back. And she goes, I'll come back in 5 minutes. I go, okay, that'd be great. Didn't I tell you that half hour, whatever? I never went back. For me, now I have my brother-in-law, people that I know, like, what? Acupuncture is like the best thing ever. Didn't work for me. So you see, that's why I think we need people like you to say, well, okay, that's not working. Hey, let's try this, right? All two people are not the same, right?
Nobody is. And we all have our own journey, which you've already talked about, really, and pointed, shined a light on. We all have our own journey. And I'll say it this way. We all have an inner compass. So that's like I think of the one and the many, meaning we all have oneness in, we have our own inner connection.
Yeah.
We have presence alive and well within us, whatever you want to call that, higher power, energies, God, presence, doesn't matter. We all have that. And then we have our unique expression of how we live in the world and who we are and how we show up.
Yeah.
And somehow that relationship can be activated and accessed.
We just need the tools to do that. I'm a step-by-step kind of gal. Right?
You know, and that's why I'm doing this new program, because I know that there are people that do need that. And I'm doing that in that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, it's that I understand, like people say to me, like, I'll say, well, what's your journey or what's your why? Or, you know, I want to start a business. What are you trying to accomplish through the business? Or, you know, I'm not selling with my clients. All right. Tell me what you're saying to these prospects, right? Like, where are you? I don't know where you're missing it until we go through together.
Right.
Once I can see, like you, can see, say, well, okay, Connie, that didn't work for you, but you know what I'm feeling with you? Maybe try this. Right. That's the experimentation. Use the word curiosity before. I love that word, because I think the more curious we are, we investigate, and then we're committed. And I don't mean that in like,
open. We're open.
Yeah, open, better word, open to the possibilities. I know you talk about also creative intelligence and how that relates to our gut instincts. Can you explain a little bit? I just love that creative intelligence, those two words together. See, I'm curious.
Yeah. And people, it's a newer way to understand some things about our human nature, our human makeup. Remember when emotional intelligence first got popularized?
Yeah.
It hadn't been thought about before. This is a whole other dimension of what we have available. And it's our way, it's the way in which we receive from the universe. It's, you know, when we get an inspiration, when we get an idea, it's the way that we're tapping into the undifferentiated field that quantum physics speaks to. And in tapping into that, we get to receive. It's almost like we get to breathe it in. And that electrifies our cells. It's a frequency, and we tap into that frequency, and it's a frequency of creative intelligence, but we have to pay attention to it. And then, because I know you're all about action, if we just pay attention, that isn't enough. If we just pay attention to our inspiration, in my system, you can be a creative dreamer and have downloads every day and, you know, hundreds of ideas. But then we have to work with it within our own system, with our own creative intelligence. We get to co-create with what's been given to us and put our unique stamp on it and see what direction we need to go in with it and how we need to express it. Who needs to be part of our team? You know, who do we need to hire? Oh, this, I don't have this skill. Connie's got it. Let me bring Connie into this mix. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It's funny. It just reminded me of a story. And I remember it was an interview before Michael Jackson had passed away. They were interviewing him. And it was interesting because I had just started learning about the universal laws, right? And manifestation and law of attraction, all those things. And it was fascinating because he said, oh, I have downloads, right? I have dreams and downloads in the middle of the night. And I'll call whoever he calls, the producer, et cetera, like 2 a.m. We got to go to the studio now. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what are you, crazy? He goes, no. He goes, I'm telling you, it's in my head. It just got downloaded. I need to do the chords. We need to start recording. And they're like, can't it wait till tomorrow? No, because if I pass on this divine download, Prince might get it. And then he's going to be in the recording studio.
Exactly. Exactly. And that is how it works.
Yes. It's the action that you were talking about, right? It's that same concept. He probably didn't have to do it at 2 a.m., but
he might have to go into the studio, but he might need to have something available that he could get that down.
Yes.
Because ideas are out there in the field.
Yes.
And they might be coming to 50 people at the same time. We think our ideas are so unique. Well, they're unique in the field, but then they come down. We receive them. And, you know, all these other people might too, but who's going to take the action? Who's going to actually receive it in a way where we engage in it? And it's that engagement that is essential, because that's how, what we're doing is we're telling the universe, yes, we're saying to the universe, yes, I am ready, willing, and I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to take that first step across the bridge that looks like I can't even see it, but it's there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was funny. I had one friend and they were thinking about a business and whatever the name was. I'm like, wow, that's good. You better buy that URL. See, immediately action for me. Mm-hmm. What? I go to GoDaddy. Come on, let's do it right now. Let's see if it's available. Right. I'm going to help you do this. We're going to buy it now. Yep. And it was available. And I said, good, this is because I do talk like this to my clients and friends. And I go, oh, good, the universe is listening. And they're like, what are you talking about, woman? I said, the universe is listening. That's a sign of action. Now it's going to provide for you the opportunities or the people or whatever you need to take this idea of the business. Now we have the name, right? You have the name, you have the URL. It's showing the universe that you want to move forward. And now the things will find you. Exactly. And it's fascinating because so many people go, it worked. And I'm like, I know it worked. Like, to me, it's like, I know it works. Like, why were you doubting me? But when you're new to that experience, you're thinking this chick's out of her ever living mind.
Right.
And then it works and you see it transpire. And then, but here's the thing, Laura, do you see this with your clients? What I just described. Now ask me, do you use that all the time, Connie? No, of course I don't.
But why not? But why not? See, that's the thing.
And I can answer that. And I know my listeners are saying, yes, Connie, we know what you're going to say, because we probably do the same thing.
What's that?
The information comes in and I think, no, but I have deadlines. I have to meet a client. I have to do coaching. I have to prepare. So I put it out of my head. I might write it down, but then what are the chances of going back? So that's the other thing. We get into that busy mode. Not that coaching my clients aren't things I should prepare for, right? Yeah. But that's what happens to me because I get, now I'm here. I just can't look at that. I don't have the bandwidth right now.
Yeah. And that's why I do what I do, because my work is about teaching people how to stay with that original inspiration, and it'll change. I mean, that's part of it. The energetic blueprint of it continues to change. But if we lock it into place as that, we may either not go back to it and do anything, or we lose the aliveness of it.
Yeah.
And it is alive. And staying with the aliveness is what continues to bring those resources to us, what continues to bring the magic of somebody calling us with an invitation for a radio show.
Yeah.
Because that it doesn't continue on its own unless we are there with it co-creating. That's what co-creation means.
Yeah. And it's interesting because how many of your clients are a little bit of control freaks?
Oh, you know, yeah, I certainly have been. And this is a new paradigm.
And the cool thing, and you said this before, and I'm loving the whole neuroscience thing, because now we have the technology to measure brain waves and energy and the vibrational energy out there. We have the tools, right, to be able to measure these things that conceptually, well, we knew we were connected. Now we can actually measure the connection. We're out of time, but I did want to share a story. It's fascinating that you were teasing me that my energy is high. During the pandemic, you know, you had to wear the mask and to all the stores, wherever it was. And I remember my husband and I, we're at like the Christmas tree shop getting stuff for Christmas. We had the mask on or walking around. And I notice it often, but for whatever reason, I noticed it as we were walking through the store, people kept staring at me. So you start thinking, well, I can't have something on my nose because I have the mask on. They can't, they can't see it. All they can see is my eyes, right? Is my hair met? Like you wonder. And so you make eye contact and I would smile. Not that you can really see the smile, but you can because your eyes do smile. And they would nod and I would just keep walking as no exchange of words. But I thought, why is it happening? So it must have been what, you know, and it happens frequently, and so now I tap into it and say, what the heck is going on? Why are these people looking at me? But it's my energy. I think they're feeling my energy, and it's not a bad thing. Like they smile and they nod at me too, but it's almost like an exchange that we don't know why, but we felt each other's energy in that moment, right?
Your energy field is expanded.
Yeah.
You have a big energy field. I can feel it virtually.
Yeah. I know. People have told me I exhaust them, Lori. So.
No. This is not a bad thing. This is a good thing. It's a good thing. And, you know, I'm sure you have your own ways of working with that.
Yeah. But I think again, we're out of time, but would be like one last minute, like everybody listening, what can they do to tap into the creative intelligence or their own energy of thought?
Okay.
To quiet the doubt, right?
Can I give something that is so simple, people are going to discount it immediately?
Yes.
And that is your breath. Your breath has, or is, we could even say it is intelligence. Because your breath knows exactly what to do in your physical body when you breathe in. You do not need that PhD in biochemistry to tell it which gases to mix with and how to go and how to flow. It's got its own innate intelligence. And so as you're breathing in consciously, as you take a conscious breath, know that what you're doing is you are breathing in that essential creative intelligence that comes into you and activates your, in a co-creative way, activates your creative intelligence. So pay attention to your breath. Pay attention to it consciously. Spend a couple minutes. It's simple. It doesn't have to take a long time.
See, again, brilliant. And breath work, you know, that's become, again, because of the quantum physics, we know that breathing definitely changes the chemical balance in our body, calms us down. And I shared a story recently, and someone else was talking about breath work. And when the pandemic hit, you know, my husband lost a job, my income stopped because I had done everything live. And I was spending money coaching. I was creating a digital platform. So all this money is going out because I had money coming in. It was like, oh, like, what do we do now? And I remember I let myself be depressed for a day. That's my rule. You have one day, then suck it up, right? But pull up your big girl pants. And the next day I thought, breathe. It's like, it's all going to be okay. But I'll tell you, Lori, I had to keep reminding myself because the stress was so intense. I was forgetting to breathe, right? And I could feel myself getting, you know, more tightly wound, the way to describe it. And the breathing literally relaxes your body because the body knows what to do.
Yeah.
We have to remember that.
It's the being in, it's a practice of being in the moment. Yeah. It's another one of those practices like your son does when he's hiking.
Yeah. So I just let breathing. See what is simple. I love it. I love it. You're brilliant, my friends. So everyone, I do think you need more Lori in your life, clearly. So go to her website, which is thebacainstitute.com. Of course, I will put that in the show notes. If you have a question for Lori, email her directly. Lori is L-A-U-R-I-E at thebacainstitute.com. And Lori is so generous. She's giving two free gifts for us today. One is the 7 awareness provoking experiences. It's 7-day mini course. So I'll put that link in the show notes. Mm-hmm. And she also has a quiz link, which is creative innovator style quiz. I love quizzes. That's going to be a cool one. Do they get a report with that or something?
They do. They'll get some instantaneous results that tells them about their style. It's similar to what you said before, which is, you know, the easiest way for you to work, which may not be what you're actually doing. You may be trying to adopt what you were taught or what someone else told you you should be. But this talks about what is your own innate style that allows you to create most effortlessly. And then the second part of it, you get that first for free. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to do anything. And if you give me your email address, you'll get a response with a lot of other things too. But it talks about what's the other side of that. What do I need to learn that's going to help me do this more in flow, help me with my own style to be more of who I really am?
I love it. Maybe we should do another show, Laura, if you're game, to dig into those styles.
I would love to.
You know, what are the strengths, right? There's, I'm sure, challenges as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. And how can we influence our own lives and bring them into our habits, right? I think once we understand something, it's a tangible tool, then we can apply it in life. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I'd love to do that.
I would love that. I would love that. I am all about providing tools so people can, the better we understand ourselves and shine lights on that, then we illuminate the darkness or the corners of unawareness and blind spots. Yeah. And that's just a beautiful thing, because I think it just helps us to grow, move faster, whatever it is we're trying to achieve in our life. I think we get to do it faster with these tangible tools, my communication style assessment. Like
that's what I was thinking when you talked about it.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
And
yeah,
then we bring into the world what's needed. That's the biggest why of all. Yeah. We bring to the world what's needed.
With our own zones of genius, right?
Exactly. We can't do it any other way.
Yeah.
We want to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I love it. Yeah. Well, so guys, tune in. We'll do another show in the coming months, and we'll talk about that specific quiz. So I hope everyone takes advantage of the free gifts and then come back, listen to the show, and you'll get even more insight. So thank you so much, Lori, for being on and sharing your just wealth of knowledge. And it's inspiring, you know?
Thank you, Connie, for having me on your show. Yeah.
A pleasure, a real pleasure. Mm-hmm. And I hope you will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together that no matter what change you're facing in your life, again, whether you choose it or it's thrust upon you, I hope my guests and I provide some tips and strategies and ideas. Information is a beautiful thing. Doing something with that information is where the magic really happens. So again, I hope that today's conversation inspired you to breathe, right? That one simple thing of breathing could change your life. So thank you again, Lori. Thank you all for joining me on which show am I recording, Lori? Because I have two. Thank you for listening to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net with me, your host, Connie Whitman. As always, I am honored to have you on this journey of change with me. And I hope today's show and Lori's ideas and tips and strategies inspire you to make those changes today, immediately after listening to the show. Go get them, tiger, right? Lori, thank you again. And thanks, everybody. I'll see you next week.